Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
That's how long we're going to be with you, Mr. President, for as long as it takes.
Breaking news right now on Fox 50, a show of support from President Biden in a surprise visit to Ukraine nearly 1 year after its war with Russia began.
And there's a little bit of rain that's back to our west. That's going to cross the mountains and affect a small part of our viewing area. I'll show you who has the best chance of seeing some showers.
And a single school system is without half its transportation staff this morning. What's behind the driver shortage that's causing big problems for students in Chapel Hill? A lot of news to get to you for you on your Monday morning. Thanks for making us your choice for news. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, Monday, President's Day. So yes. A lot of schools not in session today, but this one we're going to talk about here in dire need to get its bus transportation situation fixed up. We're doing fine in the weather department. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with that temperature and the outlook for this week.
Yeah, look at that. Our flow is coming out of the south. We have a southerly flow, a southerly wind at 6 miles per hour. That's going to continue to keep our temperatures climbing. Climbing this week, 50 right now. So a jacket definitely feels good with the gray skies. And we will see the gray skies for the rest of the day today. But only a few of us are going to see the showers. We'll roll it ahead and pause it right here at lunchtime. You can see this band of rain that starts to develop near the Virginia line. It sinks southward just a little bit early in the afternoon, slides across. So if you're in any of the counties that border Virginia, you could see a quick shower. The rest of us are likely to stay dry, but cloudy during the day today. It's going to be a warm one, though. We're starting off 51 in Fayetteville and Clinton, 46 in Roxborough, 52 degrees in Rocky Mount. Temperatures this morning anywhere from 10 to about 15 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. And it'll be a mild afternoon. We'll climb to around 60 at lunchtime and into the mid-60s for highs this afternoon. We do have even warmer temperatures in our forecast. I'll show you how many days we could tie or break record highs. Coming up, Brian.
Here at 8:02, it is a holiday Monday, and we can tell on the cameras and sensors we have very light traffic volume this morning. This is 147, the Durham Freeway out at Hillendale Road, and you can see just how lightly traveled it is out there. The only backups that we're picking up on the sensors this morning are the typical backups we see coming in from Johnston County, but so far, we're not seeing any big delays through there. Only about a minute or two backup as you head through the Clayton Bypass, so much quieter than a typical Monday morning. One crash showing up right now in the Triangle, and it is just north of downtown Raleigh at the intersection of Six Forks at Wake Forest Road. This reportedly is a crash that is property damage only. So at this point, it may have been moved into a parking lot and cleared from the road. Not seeing any big delays there, just south of 440. Again, coming in from Johnston County, only about a minute or two back up right around the Clayton Bypass, but it picks up in speed very quickly as you head beyond that out toward Business 70 and beyond. And through South Raleigh, all the way out to the airport, we're all clear on I-40 westbound.
Thank you, Brian. We are tracking breaking news overseas. In just the last hour, we've learned President Biden has left Kyiv, Ukraine, after a surprise visit there. He was there to show for five hours to show support ahead of the 1 year anniversary of Russia's invasion of that country. The president met with Ukraine's leader and announced another aid delivery that includes artillery and air surveillance radar to detect Russian missile strikes.
Remind us that freedom is priceless. It's worth fighting for as long as it takes. And that's how long we're going to be with you, Mr. President, for as long as it takes.
We'll do it.
And later today, President Biden will head to Poland to meet with NATO leaders about ongoing support for Ukraine.
Getting to school got a lot harder than usual for families in Chapel Hill this morning. More than half of the school transportation staff is out for several days after a COVID outbreak. WRAL's Laura Levine is live at Smith Middle School with the route cancellations today, and there are plenty of them. Laura.
Yeah, Jeff, right now we are at Smith Middle School, where you can just see how long this car line is. It wraps all the way around. And if we pan the camera, you can see that it stretches all the way down the road. So we were at the transportation office earlier this morning, just a 2 minute drive. Usually it took us about 5 to 7 minutes sitting in this carpool line to get to where we are now. So Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools has more than half of its bus drivers out of work for the next 3 days. District leaders say 25 out of 42 drivers have either tested positive for COVID-19 or are feeling sick. Get a look at your screen here. The following 21 bus runs will be uncovered today, tomorrow, and Wednesday mornings. Parents are asked to make travel arrangements or to call the transportation office to arrange a bus ride that'll come after 9 a.m. The plan is to first cover all elementary schools and then move to middle and high schools. This means middle and high school students may be delayed. The school system is also looking for staff with CDLs to help them this week. They're also reaching out to local nearby school districts for support. Laura Levine, WRL News, will live in Chapel Hill.
We've made several calls to police about a shooting in Selma near I-95. This happened near the Quality Inn and La Quinta hotels just before 8 last night. We know at least one person was hurt. Both hotels were taped off there, a large crime scene. There were shell casings scattered across the side of the road. Investigators haven't said if anyone was arrested or what led up to that shooting.
A Raleigh man accused of sex crimes with a 7-year-old is due in court this morning. 61-year-old Kenneth Newcomer faces several charges and is in jail on a $1 million bond. Court documents show the crimes date back to 2007. We've learned Newcomer is the husband of a former longtime director of Children's Ministry for Good Shepherd Lutheran Church on Creedmoor Road. The senior pastor there tells us the church is heartbroken over the news.
Students at Michigan State University are returning to class today, 1 week after the deadly mass shooting on campus. It was the first day of classes since the attack, and it killed three students last Monday. Writers with the student newspaper are arguing that the school should give more time for healing. Five other students were hurt in the shooting, and four of them are still in critical condition. Student leaders say they don't want the victims to be forgotten.
Frankly, students are scared. Scared but absolutely ready to do what they can to make changes. Students have organized several protests at the Capitol and beyond.
Michigan State will not resume classes in one of the buildings where the shooting took place.
Starting today, you'll notice weapons detection systems at the entrances to Duke hospitals. Officials say they're designed to detect guns, knives, and other weapons. Those who don't surrender their weapons won't be allowed inside. Duke Health says they want their staff to feel safe. In a nationwide survey last year, nearly half of nurses reported an increase in workplace violence.
Jimmy Carter is at home with his family this morning receiving hospice care. Carter's family announced over the weekend he would be spending his final days at home after a series of short hospital stays. The 98-year-old is the longest living ex-president in our nation's history. After he left the Oval Office in 1981, he returned to his small hometown of Plains, Georgia, where he taught Sunday school. His fellow church members gathered yesterday to pray for him.
We have been very blessed to have had him as not only president, but as the humanitarian that he and his wife, Rosalind, have been to the world.
Carter's been battling cancer that spread to his liver and brain.
The U.S. is promising $100 million in disaster relief for Syria and Turkey. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the pledge as part of his visit to Turkey. New video shows him with the country's foreign minister this morning. Blinken is also set for a one-on-one with the president. U.S. aid comes after that earthquake 2 weeks ago that killed at least 46,000 people.
We've sent approximately 1.8 million pounds of relief supplies for survivors, shelter, kitchen sets, blankets, hygiene kits, and more. And more is on the way.
Half of the money will go toward emergency response. The rest is for humanitarian assistance. Meanwhile, Turkey's Disaster Management Authority says it's ending most search and rescue operations for earthquake survivors. Rescue crews have been pulling survivors from the rubble for many days after the quake, including a woman in this video here. She was found alive on Saturday after being trapped for more than 12 days. Her husband and their 12-year-old child were also found alive in the rubble, but that child later died.
Almost 10 minutes after 8 on your Monday morning, and new on Fox 50, a record number of guns found at TSA checkpoints at the airport. What experts say could be behind this increase in the year past.
Then in our next half hour, how you can still see some outdoor hockey at Carter-Finley Stadium if you missed the big stadium series game this weekend, which brought in millions of dollars to our area.
And a mild day today with temperatures in the mid-60s, but we just keep on climbing from here. That 85, yep, we haven't seen one of those yet this year. I'll show you how far that is above the record coming up.
8:12 is the time right now. Good morning, Apex, as we take a live look down Salem Street right there. This view is to our west, where you can see some breaks in the clouds. There are a little bit of blue skies inching through. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with more looks around town for us.
Yeah, everybody's looking pretty gray out there this morning. We take a live look at Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, and Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill, of course, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. This is going to be the view all day today and for a good chunk of tomorrow, too. We have a couple of disturbances that are rolling through that are going to keep the clouds with us. You can see the rain's really starting to build back here across parts of Tennessee and Kentucky. Most of that is going to continue to ride up to the north and east, kind of brushing our northern counties as we get through the afternoon. We'll see another disturbance that swings through tomorrow, more of a cold front, and that will bring us a very small chance of a sprinkle. And then we're going to start to dry things out a little bit more, or at least break up the clouds. It'll still be pretty dry. And the clouds will begin to break up a little bit more by midweek. Here's lunchtime. You can see that band of rain up to the north. Around 2 or 3 o'clock, it starts to dip down, maybe as far south as Durham or Rocky Mount. So our northern counties, any counties that border Virginia or even down around, say, Nash County, Edgecombe County, could see a quick shower by later on this afternoon. Here's a look at that disturbance. We'll just take another look at it. And you can see after it crosses the mountains, there's not much left of it. We'll see a cold front that swings through tomorrow. Same story. It'll be cloudy because of the front, but we'll not likely see much rain with it. And then after that, a warm front starts to lift northward. And behind the front, we're going to get a really powerful flow coming up from the south. And you know it's down to the south, some warm air. I mean, some really warm air. We're going to see by far the warmest day so far this year on Thursday. And then a front comes in over the weekend. That's going to bring us back to reality. And reality this time of year is actually in the mid-50s. So that's coming our way on Saturday. Our wind speed forecast with that front tomorrow will definitely go up. Southwest gusts up to 30 miles per hour. And with dry conditions, we do have elevated fire danger. So we're not yet under a red flag warning. But you want to put off any outdoor burning tomorrow, if possible. Again, just a very small chance today or tomorrow. And then we're dry Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with more sunshine. By Wednesday, we jump up to 78 and then 85 on Thursday. Records are in jeopardy both of those days, and I'll show you that coming up in just a little while. Our next best chance of rain is Saturday. Right now, it's a 50% chance. We'll see that with a front coming through. Temperatures drop with that front, but of course, they jump right back up on Sunday to 72. Brian?
8:15 right now. We are getting reports of a hit-and-run investigation at Wade Avenue at 440, but traffic volume is so light right now, we're not seeing any delays with that. Just want to look out for some police activity as you head through that area. Still have this crash reported, though, north of downtown Raleigh at Six Forks at Wake Forest Road. Just check with Raleigh 911, and it looks like this is still an active scene, but we don't know if this has been moved over into a parking lot. Apparently, it was just property damage only, so not a huge emergency response to this. Likely, it's been cleared out of the road. Not seeing any big delay showing up on the sensors through that intersection. Around the rest of the triangle, we're still looking fine on our major routes. There are no trouble spots to report in Durham this morning. And as we check in on those major approaches into Raleigh, just a 1-minute delay coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound and a 2-minute backup at some of those intersections along the way on southbound Capitol Boulevard from Wake Forest down to 540.
All right. Thank you, Brian. New on Fox 50, the TSA is seeing a record number of guns at airport checkpoints. After midnight, the agency revealed it seized the highest number of guns yet in 2022, 6,542 of them. That's equal to about 18 guns every day. Experts say most people are not trying to sneak guns through to hurt others, but rather they're just forgetting they have a gun on them. Remember, if you bring your gun through a TSA checkpoint, you can be arrested and be fined thousands of dollars. And just last month, a musician talked only on WREL about his experience leaving a gun in his bag at RDU. He said airport security didn't detect it, and it was only when he went through Nashville that the TSA found it. RDU tells us they're investigating how its staff missed the gun. You can read more about this story on WREL.com.
Today marks 20 years since one of the deadliest nightclub fires in American history. The Station nightclub in West Warwick, Rhode Island, left more than 100 people dead back in 2003. Pyrotechnics from a concert by the band Great White ignited packing foam that was used as soundproofing in the walls and ceilings. Yesterday, the community gathered for a service to remember the victims. For survivors, today marks an emotional milestone.
I remember thinking, how would I ever live through this? How am I going to live? My fiance and I were there that night. He didn't make it. I did. So I have to honor them.
Now, three people were charged after the fire, the two brothers who owned the nightclub and the band's tour manager who set off the fireworks.
The death of a well-known bishop is being investigated as a murder this morning. Investigators say Auxiliary Bishop David O'Connell was found shot to death at his California home on Saturday. O'Connell worked with the Archdiocese of Los Angeles for more than four decades. Leaders, including the mayor of L.A., shared condolences on social media. Police have not said who killed O'Connell or released a motive.
Could be a month before U.S. Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania is back on the job. An aide for Fetterman says his treatment for clinical depression could last anywhere from weeks up to 2 months. Fetterman was admitted to Walter Reed Medical Center outside of Washington, D.C. last week. He has a prior history of depression, but doctors say those who have suffered a stroke like Fetterman can also develop depression afterwards.
If you got your Valentine's Day candy at Target, check the labels. Chocolate-covered caramels from the brand Favorite Day contain undeclared tree nuts that could be life-threatening to people with tree nut allergies. If you bought the product, you can call Target to get a full refund.
Small businesses in Raleigh can apply for their share of more than $3 million in grant funding starting today. The application program for the second round of Oak City Biz Labs funding runs from today through March 12th. Eligible small businesses can get up to $30,000 in funds for collateral enhancements, debt repayment, equipment purchases, and much more.
Durham City leaders are meeting today with state lawmakers about their priorities in the year ahead. City Council is holding a special meeting today with Durham's delegation and the General Assembly. Council will give the state lawmakers the city's agenda for the 2023 legislative long session. That meeting is happening at 9 o'clock this morning. Governor Cooper will honor Black History Month today at the Executive Mansion. He'll honor the state's black judges and lawyers at an event this afternoon that's scheduled to happen at 4 o'clock.
The NASCAR season is off to a record-breaking start. Maybe you saw it on Fox 50. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. won the longest Daytona 500 race in history yesterday. It was extended by 12 laps, 30 miles, because of late crashes like this one that pushed the race into overtime. It is the first time Stenhouse has won in 199 races, the fourth longest stretch between wins for a driver in NASCAR history.
Award season is nearing its biggest night of the year, with the Oscars approaching, several other naming their picks for the top movies of the year. David Daniel shows us the favorite in today's Hollywood Minute.
All Quiet on the Western Front made a lot of noise at the BAFTA Film Awards, England's biggest night in film. The German World War II drama led the way Sunday with seven awards, including Best Film and Best Director, as well as Adapted Screenplay and Original Score.
Colin, Sonny, Larry, didn't you and he used to be the best of friends?
We're still the best of friends.
No, you're not.
The Banshees of Inisherin picked up four BAFTAs, including Supporting Actor for Barry Keoghan and Supporting Actress for Kerry Condon. Lead acting honors went to Cate Blanchett for Tar and Austin Butler for Elvis, which also received costume design and makeup and hair awards.
Never. I'm not your husband. I'm another version of him from another universe.
Everything Everywhere All at Once received just one BAFTA honor for editing, but the night before, it was the big winner at the Directors Guild of America Awards. Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert, known collectively as Daniels, took top honors, outstanding directorial achievement in theatrical feature film. The DGA winner has gone on to win the Best Director Oscar 67 times in the last 75 years. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
And get ready to pay more for security on Twitter. The company says you'll need to subscribe to get access to two-factor authentication starting on March 20th. That's when you type in your password, then get a code by text to log into your account. Twitter says people have been abusing the feature. You'll still be able to authenticate your account using a mobile app or a security key.
Also, you may soon have to pay to be verified on Facebook and Instagram. The parent company of both those platforms, Meta, is testing out this paid verification this week in Australia and New Zealand. You'll have the option to get a little blue badge next to your name, like the one on Twitter, but you'll have to submit a government-issued ID to Meta and pay $12 a month. Twitter started requiring payment for that verified symbol a few months ago. Meta says its new service is coming to other countries soon.
How do you feel about this, Jeff?
I hope it fails in New Zealand and Australia so they don't bring
so
it
that
here.
So that they don't bring it here. I know. I think it's silly.
It's not going to have a huge effect on my life because I'm not going to pay.
Me neither. No, I'm not.
Could a century-old North Carolina law make the difference in stopping gun violence? Still ahead, why some local activists are calling on state leaders to stop an effort to remove it entirely.
Plus, we're keeping an eye on that breaking news in Ukraine, a surprise visit from President Biden early this morning, and a new pledge from the U.S. in that fight against Russia.
Number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Good Monday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We're going to begin with weather. A pretty nice day shaping up to be. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here with temperatures around the area.
It was, you know, a bit chilly over the weekend, especially Saturday. And so our temperatures are definitely coming around. 52 in Rocky Mount. It's 50 in Durham right now and 51 over there in Fayetteville. It looks like a little bit of sunshine trying to peek out in Fayetteville, but it will be a fairly cloudy day almost everywhere. We'll have a better chance for a few sprinkles up near the Virginia line. So definitely seeing some cloud cover as you're stepping out the door. But not bad temperatures if you're going to be heading out for a walk, taking the dog out. Or, you know, heading for a run shortly. It's nice in the 50s. The evening temperatures will be in the low 60s and we'll top out at 66. Brian?
Let's take a look at traffic this morning on the south side of Durham. This is I-40 out at Fayetteville Road, and you can see how quiet it is. It is a holiday Monday and traffic volume is light. As you head out of Chapel Hill into South Durham, no delays on I-40 eastbound all the way out toward 885. Just one crash showing up right now on the map, and that is just north of downtown Raleigh at the intersection of Six Forks Road at Wake Forest Road. Just check the sensors out there. Not really seeing any big delays. It is possible this already has cleared by this point. Elsewhere around Wake County, all of your major routes are looking good.
Thank you, Brian. Over the half of the transportation staff at Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools are off work today after a COVID outbreak. That means more than 20 school bus routes are canceled today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. The issue comes as the school system deals with a shortage of drivers. The district just raised drivers' minimum wage to $20 a week. And you'll notice new weapons detection systems at the entrance to Duke Hospital starting today. The new systems are designed to keep staff safe by finding hidden guns and knives. People who don't surrender their weapons won't be allowed inside. Next on Fox 50, how moving a 150-year-old house in Cary could affect your commute. And then ahead on today, the biggest nutrition myths you need to know about.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
1 year later, Kyiv stands, and Ukraine stands, democracy stands.
Breaking news right now on Fox 50, a surprise show of support as President Biden visits Ukraine for the first time since the war with Russia began nearly 1 year ago.
And taking a look at our next disturbance, it's going to swing through and bring rain to only a small part of the viewing area. I'll show you who will be affected.
And a popular road in Cary will be closed today as crews get ready to move a 150-year-old house. Coming up, we'll tell you when and where those closings are taking place.
Truest literal interpretation of mobile home. That
yeah.
thing is on the move today. It's pretty neat. We'll have that story for you. I want to thank you for joining us at 8:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Not too bad of a day. It's a little cloudy, a little overcast over Dix Park, but we're going to warm up pretty nicely. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here to show us where we stand right now and how warm we're going to get.
Cloudy skies, so you'd think our temperatures would stay cool, but here's the key. Our wind is coming out of the southwest, not terribly strong. It's 6 miles per hour, but it doesn't take a whole lot. It's just a switch of that wind direction, and we start to pull the warmth back in, and that's what we're going to see all week, and the winds will get stronger and stronger toward the end of the week, and the temperatures will continue to respond by climbing and climbing. Right now, it is 50 degrees with gray skies in downtown Raleigh. You can take a look at Futurecast, and you can see gray skies all across the viewing area pretty much the whole day, but we have a chance chance for some showers, mainly up near the Virginia line. Anybody from Durham to Rocky Mount and northward could see a little light sprinkle this afternoon, right after lunchtime on up until maybe as late as 5 o'clock. And then after that, we're looking dry again. A quick chance of a sprinkle again on Tuesday, and then we're back to more sunshine by Wednesday. 46 in Roxboro right now, 51 in Goldsboro and Fayetteville. It's 50 degrees in Southern Pines. Our temperatures are running 10 to 15 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday. So that's a big jump already. It won't be that much warmer this afternoon. We hit 60 yesterday. We'll be right about there at lunchtime, and we'll be in the mid-60s for later this afternoon. Clouds stick around all day, but again, the only chance for rain really is up near the Virginia line.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth. Well, getting to school is a lot harder than usual for families in Chapel Hill this morning. More than half of the school transportation staff are out of work for days after a COVID outbreak. WREL's Laura Levine is in Chapel Hill to tell us about the bus routes that are canceled.
We're here at Smith Middle School, just one of many schools in the district impacted by the driver shortage today. You can see how long the carpool line is as parents drop off their kids, stretching all the way down the road, taking about 7 to 10 minutes to get through. Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools has more than half of its bus drivers out of work for the next 3 days. District leaders say 25 out of 42 drivers have either tested positive for COVID-19 or are feeling sick. The following 21 bus runs will be uncovered today, tomorrow, and Wednesday mornings. Parents are asked to make travel arrangements or to give the transportation office a call to arrange a bus ride. The plan is to first cover all elementary schools and then move to middle and high schools. This means middle and high school students may be delayed. The school system is reaching out to staff members who may have CDLs, as well as neighboring school systems and Chapel Hill Transit for support throughout the week. Laura Levine, WREL News, Chapel Hill.
We're tracking breaking news from overseas. In just the last 90 minutes, we learned President Biden has left Kyiv, Ukraine, after a surprise visit there. He was there for about 5 hours, showing support ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of that country. The president met with Ukraine's leader and announced another aid delivery. That includes artillery and air surveillance radar to detect Russian missile strikes. President Biden says Russia's war is failing.
1 year later, Kyiv stands, and Ukraine stands, democracy stands, the Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you.
And later today, President Biden will head to Poland to meet with NATO leaders about ongoing support for Ukraine.
Students at Michigan State University are returning to class today, 1 week after that deadly mass shooting on campus. The university community is still grieving after three students died in a mass shooting last week, and members of the student newspaper there argue the school should give more time for healing. School leaders say they know it will take a while to heal.
We know that everybody heals at their own pace and in their own manner. And so getting it exactly right will not be possible, but we will do the best we can in support of each other.
In addition to the three students who died in that shooting, five others were hurt. Four of them remain in critical condition.
Happening now, expect road closures in downtown Cary while crews move one of the town's oldest houses. WRL's Michael Grace shows us the work that started in just the last hour.
Work has already begun here on South Academy Street in Cary. Crews have now blocked off that road and have gone ahead and started the process of relocating Ivy Ellington to a new location. It's been on the same corner for 150 years, and it's now being moved. It was here on South Academy Street, moved here on Friday. It'll make its final stop at the site of the old library today. Now, once the house gets to its new location, it's going to be completely restored and used by downtown park staff. The move provides more room on Chatham Street as well for development. Now, that development plan includes new offices, retail, and restaurants, as well as luxury living spaces. South Academy Street expected to be closed until 4 p.m. today. If you want to learn more about Ivy Ellington and the new developments coming to Cary, you can head over to WREL.com. In Cary, Michael Grace, WREL News.
Affordable housing will be the focus of a meeting today in Raleigh. The city's Affordable Housing Bond Executive Subcommittee will talk today about the progress that is being made on the city's $80 million affordable housing bond. City Council approved that spending plan back in 2021. It is being used in stages over the course of 5 years.
New this morning, Japan says North Korea launched two ballistic missiles in its direction. Japan's defense ministry says it's still analyzing the data, but it believes those missiles fell in the water near Japan. Japan says the missiles flew several hundred miles, suggesting South Korea is within striking range. It's now calling for an emergency meeting of the UN's special counsel. This is North Korea's second weapons test in 3 days.
Jimmy Carter is at home with his family this morning, receiving hospice care. Carter's family announced over the weekend he would be spending his final days at home after a series of short hospital stays. The 98-year-old is the longest-living ex-president in the nation's history. After he left the Oval Office in 1981, he returned to his small hometown of Plains, Georgia, where he taught Sunday school. His fellow church members gathered yesterday to pray for him.
I'm happy for him because he's going to, you know, be out of pain and going to see his maker, but we're going to miss him.
Carter has been battling cancer that spread to his liver and brain.
If you missed the action at the NHL Stadium Series game, you have another chance today to watch outdoor hockey at Carter-Finley Stadium. First, a handful of youth hockey teams will hit the ice for open skates. Then at 4 o'clock, it's the Carolina Hurricanes alumni game. Tickets are free and parking is $10. And then at 7 o'clock tonight, the NC State Ice Pack will take on UNC there. Tickets for that are also free. Local tourism officials say the NHL Stadium Series game was a big win for Raleigh and Wake County. More than 56,000 fans packed Carter-Finley Stadium Saturday night to watch the Hurricanes take on the Washington Capitals. The Canes sent them home happy with a 4-1 win. About half the people in the crowd were from outside Wake County. Visit Raleigh estimates the game generated more than $12 million for the local economy through spending on hotels, restaurants, and bars. Jeff, I didn't go to the game, but I was there before the game, taking on some fun activities before the game. There was a lot of Washington Capitals fans there. A lot.
It is during the regular season when they play at PNC as well.
Yeah.
It's just not far to travel down there.
Right, they travel well.
We squashed them right out of there.
we sure did.
Just elbowed them right out with a big win. And who says we are not a Southern hospitable crowd, right?
Yeah, no, we definitely are.
Getting it done. Yeah. Non-traditional hockey market. Phooey. Just ahead this morning, it is a battle over pistol permits. Why local activists say leaving a century-old system in place will actually help stop guns from getting into the wrong hands.
Plus, the new call for accountability this morning as health concerns grow more than 2 weeks after that train derailment in Ohio.
And we're watching another warm week upon us as you look live in Durham right now. Just how high those temperatures will get in your 7-day forecast straight ahead.
.843 on your Monday morning. This is a look over cloudy Lake Gaston. You can head out. It's not going to rain today, but it's going to be overcast, a little chilly. You might need a jacket if you're taking the boat out. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking our forecast for us. It's warming up today, but by the end of this week, my goodness, it's going to be crazy warm.
We're going to see temperatures way above records, not even just way above normal, but we're going to hit the 80s on Thursday for the first time this year. Last time we saw 80s was back in November. We do have the potential for some showers up north today, but limited rain chances this week. We can see another sprinkle tomorrow, but most of us will stay dry. We do see temperatures falling again for the weekend, just like we saw last week. We're going to drop into the 50s by Saturday after seeing really warm temperatures during the week. Here's a look at Futurecast. It is going to stay gray all day today. Watch this development of a few showers up to the north. We just have a weak disturbance that's going to swing by and likely to bring folks from Durham to Rocky Mount to Roxborough to South Hill a few isolated showers this afternoon between, say, 2 and 5 o'clock. After that, we're done with that, but another front comes through tomorrow that could bring us just a quick shower. But again, we're talking 20% chance each day. Right now in downtown Raleigh, we're looking at gray skies and mild temperatures. It's 50 degrees. We'll climb into the mid-60s for highs around 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. And here's how that looks elsewhere. Looking at 70 in Fayetteville and Clinton, 68 Goldsboro, 64 in South Hill and in Roxborough. So it's going to be a mild one. From here on out, we're going to see a strong flow coming up out of the south. High pressure sits down close to Florida, rotating clockwise, and that's going to bring all this warmth up. So our heat will really build throughout the rest of the week. Looking at colder temperatures back to the west, and finally that will slip through here over the weekend. Our normal high is 57, which doesn't feel like the normal high. As warm as it's been lately, it's kind of hard to keep track of it because we're going to be well above the normal today at 66, then 75 Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Records could be broken. We'll likely tie the record on Wednesday and easily break it on Thursday before temperatures start to fall a little bit by the end of the week. 78, our forecast for Wednesday for the Triangle area, and 78 was the previous record. 85 on Thursday, but the previous record, 79. That one's going to be an easy one to break. So far, we've seen 7 days this month with temperatures at 70 degrees or warmer, and the average is 2 to 3. Most likely, we'll add at least 3 more to that, so we'll be 10 by the end of the week. That record is 13, and we still have a few days next week before March rolls around, and it looks like our temperatures will be above normal, so we could come very close to that record. All this warmth also means that we could see the pollen counts rising earlier than normal. They look high for trees on Tuesday and Wednesday. Haven't seen any of that yellow pine pollen yet. It tends to develop in March, but I guess it could be a little bit early this year with all these warm temperatures. It'll be a chilly Saturday with some showers and 56 degrees, but Sunday we're back to 72.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center as we get ready for a rather warm week here. Check out this scene out of Hokkaido, Japan. This is what they're dealing with, all that snow over the weekend. You can see this 7-Eleven convenience store collapsing under the weight of the heavy snow. This region of Japan is known for extremely heavy snowfall. City officials suspect that there were some building errors that didn't allow this building to hold up under the weight of that snow. The good news here is no one was hurt, but this is under investigation this morning.
Wow, glad to know no one was hurt. Thank you, Ken. Activists around North Carolina are meeting virtually today to try and stop big changes to the state's pistol purchase permitting system. A bill that passed the state Senate last week would repeal the system that allows for background checks on private gun sales. Republicans who are backing the proposal say the process is antiquated and based on a Jim Crow law. But others worry people with a history of domestic violence or even serious mental health problems will be able to get a gun by avoiding a background check.
Police in Memphis are searching for the people behind a pair of shootings that left a man dead and 10 others hurt. Now, the first shooting happened at a bar early yesterday morning. While police were there, they learned of a second shooting at another location. And at that scene, they found several more people hurt and one man dead. In total, police say 11 people were shot. 5 of them remain in critical condition. Police say the shootings are connected.
An 18-year-old man is facing murder charges after the killing of a Temple University police officer. Investigators say the man shot 31-year-old officer Chris Fitzgerald to death near campus in Pennsylvania on Saturday night. Police say it happened as Fitzgerald tried to intervene in a carjacking. Officers later arrested the suspect using Fitzgerald's handcuffs. A fundraiser for Fitzgerald has already raised more than $160,000.
Norfolk Southern is facing growing criticism over its response to the toxic train derailment in Ohio. The company says the air and water near the crash site are both safe, but John Lawrence shows us neighbors pretty skeptical of that claim.
Just over 2 weeks have passed since a Norfolk Southern train derailed and dumped toxic materials near East Palestine, Ohio, but the aftermath lingers on.
Watch what happens when I disturb the waterbed. Look at these chemicals. Look at those colors. These chemicals, and it has kind of a butane smell to it.
On Sunday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg sent a letter to Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw demanding accountability, adding that the people of East Palestine cannot be forgotten, nor can their pain be simply considered the cost of doing business.
We worked with the Ohio EPA on safe operations and safety for the community.
Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw also says all air and municipal water tests have come back clean, but some people should still drink bottled water.
Private well testing, we need to continue to monitor and test the wells and wait for those test results to come back.
Some residents say they are suffering from ailments like headaches and sore throats since the derailment.
After those symptoms, I also noticed that I have this rash on my arm that was not there before I came here.
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown says he understands why people in the affected areas are skeptical, and concerned.
They know that corporate lobbyists have had far too much influence in our government, and they see this as the result. And this kind of thing shouldn't happen.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The Ohio Department of Health says it is opening a health clinic tomorrow for those affected by the train derailment.
Two more federal agencies are now investigating baby formula maker Abbott Laboratories after last year's big shortage. The Securities and Exchange Commission and Federal Trade Commission are now both looking into the company. This comes after the business shut down its production plant last year, triggering their baby formula shortage. The Justice Department and FDA are also investigating the company.
An overnight road closure in downtown Raleigh could last several days. Take a look at this. We're talking about the little red line on this map, East Hargett Street from Fayetteville to Wilmington Streets. That stretch will close between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. while crews are setting up a crane. The sidewalk will stay open. The work should be done by Thursday morning.
You'll likely see a lot of tributes to actor and comedian Richard Belzer on social media this morning. Comedians like Sarah Silverman and actors, including Belzer's co-star on Law & Order SVU, Christopher Maloney, shared their memories on Twitter. Belzer was best known for his role as Detective John Munch on that show. He died at his home in France this weekend. He was reportedly dealing with lots of health issues. He was 78 years old.
One of the stars in the classic film Saving Private Ryan is in the hospital this morning after suffering a brain aneurysm. A representative for Tom Sizemore says the actor is in critical condition. Sizemore played Mike Horvath in Saving Private Ryan, but was also nominated for a Golden Globe for his work in Witness Protection. He has long struggled with drug addiction and dealt with many legal issues throughout his career.
Marvel has another big hit in theaters, even with poor critic reviews. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania made $104 million at the box office in its opening weekend. That makes it the 31st straight Marvel movie to debut at the top of the box office. It's the first $100 million opening movie of 2022 and the best opening for an Ant-Man movie yet. And Avatar: The Way of Water is now the third biggest movie of all time. It's now made more than $2.2 billion worldwide. That moves it past another James Cameron movie, Titanic, in the number three spot. The original Avatar movie tops the list with nearly $3 billion. Avengers: Endgame is second.
LeBron James says he'll be just fine after hurting his finger in the NBA All-Star game. James skipped the second half after getting his finger caught on the rim while trying to block a shot. Right here, you see it. He sat out the rest of the game as a precaution, he said. Team LeBron ended up losing to the captained by Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks. Big game for Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics. The former Duke star set a new All-Star game record with 55 points. Tatum also won the inaugural Kobe Bryant Trophy for his MVP performance last night.
Big shows will hit the stage at the Durham Performing Arts Center for the 2023-2024 season. The D-PAC announced the lineup for its upcoming season yesterday. The Lion King, Mamma Mia, and Funny Girl are among the shows set to hit the stage. The season begins in October and runs through summer of next year. Season seat packages are now on sale. Tickets for individual shows in the series go on sale later this year. You know, I saw Lion King on Broadway, and it was one of my it was the best Broadway show that I'd ever seen. So I'm sure they're going to do an amazing job at the D-PAC. I'd go see it.
It was probably a little while ago that you saw that too. So
yeah,
now it's time for a refresher, right?
Exactly.
Mamma Mia, the soundtrack. It's
so good.
That's good fun.
Yeah.
Before we head to break, here are the winning lottery numbers, and we will get another check on weather and traffic for you coming up next.